Fall of the Angels. Written by Josh Raymer. Read by Nicola Hamilton. Dedication. To my son, Paxton. I can't wait to read the stories you write. Chapter 1. We're not in Kansas anymore. I never thought death would be this complicated. When I was 9 years old, our dog, Scoot, so named for the way he scooted his butt across the rug in the living room, ran in front of a car while Peter and I were playing outside. Scoot was killed instantly. I can still remember the horrible thud that preceded our screams and the crimson pool that formed around his mangled body. It was my first encounter with death. Dad heard our screams and came running outside to see what was wrong. His expression was a blend of stoicism and heartbreak as he bent down to touch Scoot's matted fur. Through the tears that rimmed my eyes, I saw Dad pull back a hand that was slick with blood. He discreetly wiped his hand on his pants and turned to confront his two sobbing sons. Peter trembled next to me. His wailing was only interrupted by his sniffling and the occasional pause to catch his breath. Dad put his hands on our shoulders and guided us away from the street and back toward the house. As we walked, I kept looking back over my shoulder at Scoot's body. He seemed so small now. "Boys, what happened today was not your fault," Dad said, in a familiar tone of voice that always calmed his sons at their most savage. In this instance, it was like I was hearing him from the end of a long tunnel. I kept staring at Scoot and praying that he would miraculously start moving again. I knew this was a stupid thought to have, and yet I kept staring at him expectantly. "Are you listening, Silas?" This snapped my attention back to Dad. His gaze was kind and concerned. I nodded, and he continued. "You and your brother couldn't have stopped what happened to Scoot. Accidents, even bad ones like this, just happen sometimes. Bad things have no consideration for what's fair or what's right. We just have to deal with them as they come." Dad bent down so he was on our level and looked first at me and then to Peter. He grabbed my brother by the shoulders and smoothed his hair with a steady hand. Peter's chest continued to heave as Dad moved from smoothing his hair to wiping away his tears. My own mourning melted away as I watched Dad calm the waves that were engulfing Peter simply by caressing his tear-streaked face. When, at last, Peter stopped sniffling, and Dad finished wiping away the tears, he spoke quietly. "How are you feeling right now, Pete?" Peter's bottom lip protruded, and he stared at the ground. It took him a second to answer. "Sad," he whispered. "It's okay to feel sad," Dad told him. "Scoot's gone, Daddy. You can't play with us anymore." "He is gone, buddy. But do you know where Scoot went? Where he is right now?" I was pretty sure I knew the answer, but wanted Peter to guess since Dad had asked him and not me. While I'd never experienced death myself, I had talked to friends at school who had family members die. They told me their parents, teachers, people at church, pretty much everyone they talked to, told them the person they lost was in a better place. Mom had mentioned, during our nightly Bible stories before, that the people who died in those stories went to heaven. The way she talked about it, streets of gold and huge mansions sitting on clouds,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?